All right, and I'm here in Microsoft Hardware in Studio B, and I'm here with Jill. And
Hi there. Tell
me who you are and what you do here.
Hi, I'm Jill Gertz. I'm a structural packaging engineer, and I've been here at Microsoft for about 13 years now, and designing several packages for the hardware team. So I started early on, so a lot of these on the wall that you see, I had a lot to do with.
Yeah, so this is a wall in Microsoft Hardware that shows some of the products that we've designed over the years. Starts off with a very simple looking mouse here, and goes all the way down to the ARC keyboard and some of the newer products. Where did you fall in on this timeline?
So I fell in right about here, so about 96. 1996 is about the time that I arrived, and I can kind of go through each one of these as to what I actually had a piece or a little bit of a part of. So, yeah, I don't know if you want me to take you through, but
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, joysticks, all the gaming. So when we dealt with Sidewinder, every Sidewinder product.
Back in the day, telephone. This was the twisting joypad mm-hmm. that had a little pivot thing in the center.
Yep.
We got the Microsoft cordless phone, one of my favorite products from the past.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
Force feedback joystick.
First time.
Strategic Commander. The
speakers. Still have them
my
today.
My favorite. The awesome USB speakers. The first USB speakers.
The wheel. Sidewinder still.
Communicator for talking during games. That was awesome.
And then several other mice products. Xbox, the first gen Xbox. I worked on that.
And so what was one of the more challenging things to design packaging for?
One of the more challenging, I would have to say, especially with the timeline, would be the presenter mouse. The presenter mouse, I had a spinning, it was a injection molded PET case that held the product in the package, and that also had a secondary use that was the hard case for the product.
So there are buttons on the back, and you want people to be able
right,
to see both sides.
Right, I want to be able to have people see both sides because this is a presenter mouse, and so you've got presenter features, and then you've got the mouse functionality, and so you want consumers to be able to see both sides.
So tell me about the Stark one here. This is the only product up here that I see that's actually in a package.
Yes,
tell me
because
a little bit about that. It looks very interesting.
The package, well, dealing with Stark, okay, so he was part of the design process. He had to approve the package design.
Yeah.
And so a lot went into making sure that what Stark wanted for that particular mouse, we came through with. So a lot went into that particular design. This is an injection molded frame, the two-piece frame that comes together. And a lot of plastic going into that one. But you see these on, they were on furniture store shelves. I mean, it was a pretty interesting package. People love the package. Some people like the package,
And see it in the W now? They still use one with the W?
They still use the mouse in the W.
Nice.
The blue streak,
yeah.
So of course, yeah.
Very cool. So we're here today. We want to talk about the ARC Touch,
right,
which has a little bit different packaging. So we're going to take a look here at the box. So what were some of the thoughts that went into this?
So some of the thoughts, when you're looking at any product, we need to understand from our marketing team what the main features are. And one of the biggest call out was that this is a very flat mouse, flat to pack. It was very important. So we want to convey and communicate to consumers that it is a thin mouse, a very thin profile. How do we do that? Well, we wanted to make sure that this was as compact as possible. The other thing is, too, we wanted to make sure there was a reveal so you can see the full scale of the mouse. But we wanted to have a little different package design than what you are used to seeing from Microsoft for the mouse products or any of our hardware products. But the other thing is, too, we wanted to make sure that we are environmentally conscious, and we were very environmentally conscious for this package. And I can take you through and share with you all the different parts of this package and where we took that into consideration. But this is a very simple package, and it also hangs, it can hang, and it can stand on a shelf.
Nice. And how long does it usually take to do the packaging for a product like this?
A normal life cycle or a schedule would be 24 weeks, but we've shortened that quite considerably.
How many people are involved in that process?
on the package design process. Mm-hmm. Well, I am the PM for the packaging. You can say that I work with several parts of the team, whether it be the marketing, the UA, ID, DevPM, and PIPM. So there's several people as part of the process, but as far as the design and taking it from start to finish, that's me.
What are the biggest things that you have to think about that people probably wouldn't consider when you have to do packaging like this?
Some of the biggest things are, of course, protecting the product.
Yeah.
That's by far the biggest. Yeah. And we want to make sure that there's absolutely no flaws, no cosmetic issues with the mouse at all whatsoever. So that's one of the biggest, and that's pretty standard. Mm-hmm. But the second is we want it to be eye-catching. We want it to grab your attention off the shelf. You're in the aisle for maybe 2 seconds. You have to make that decision, right? So a consumer's going to see this. We want to make sure that it gets into their hands and it's very eye-catching and grabs their attention. So that would be the second. How do we do that? How do we complement the product and also grab the attention of a consumer?
Yeah. So one of the things that I noticed about this when I was holding it earlier is it holds true to the ARC tradition of having a magnet in it. It seems like there's a magnet in the packaging itself.
That was a tough one.
Yeah, so what's the idea behind that? Because can't you just fold it over? What were the thoughts behind a magnet?
The thoughts behind a magnet is not only just the feel, okay? So
yeah.
The feel of it gives you the sense of it's more premium.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is as it's hanging or standing on a shelf, the look of it's just
it
flapping
open.
That's not a nice presentation.
Yeah.
And third is just you've got the magnetic feature of the how you stow the transceiver to the mouse itself. So that is kind of a neat feature when you open it and discover that it's just something that.
Yeah.
Carries through from the package to the product.
Yeah. So what else do you like about this? What are some of the parts about the inside that...
I would have to say some of the parts about the inside when you look at this. The window here, this PET material, is made from bottle flake. So it's recycled, it's post-consumer recycled content. So the water bottles that we drink out of today are turned into this piece here.
Now, does that help the architecture of the box to keep it from crushing as well, or is that just just to cover the mouse?
It's just to cover the mouse and be able to give it the reveal that we want in mm-hmm. store.
Cool.
And I would have to say the second feature would be the molded pulp tray. The molded pulp tray is made from bagasse, and bagasse is sugarcane. So.
Nice.
We're using byproducts and using different resources that we haven't used in the past, and that's something that I truly enjoy, and we're going to carry this on into some of our other products.
Very nice. And what goes into deciding what that will actually be made of? Do you go through books of materials, or...?
We work with the suppliers over in China as to what their capabilities are and what the resources they use. We definitely have tested many different products, different materials, different substrates, and it has a lot to do with, of course, what it is, how, the properties of it, the cost. There's a lot of things that definitely go into it.
And underneath the holder there, what do we have?
We have batteries, and we have and this is what I was referring to as far as the magnetic placeholder for the dongle. This is stowed into the tray here, and then beneath we have the documentation. So you can easily see the documentation below.
Very cool. Well, thanks for giving us a peek behind some of the packaging for Microsoft products.
You're welcome.
It's good to see the people behind these things.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you.